Amen. Well, it's good to celebrate the body and blood of Jesus together as a family. And so if you're visiting, this is what we do every Sunday. We're glad you're here. And this is not something we do every Sunday, which is review the vision of Eastview Christian Church. You guys have seen it on t-shirts. You've seen it on sweatshirts. You know that this is a church where the elders have prayed and searched scriptures and been led by the Holy Spirit through conversation to say we are a church that God is doing something in. And here's our vision. I'm going to put this up on the screen just to start off with. Make sure you guys remember it. There's the side of my head. There you go. Fearless Church of Christ followers whose ridiculous love and dangerous witness are irresistible. You guys are taking up offering now? I thought that was later. Okay, well, you know what? Let's wing it. While I'm talking, just give your money away, all right? It's all right. Good deal. Keep going. Keep going. Act like this is just normal. It's fine. All right. I love it. I'm not distracted whatsoever. What are we doing? It's Vision Sunday. Okay, here we are. We're a fearless church of Christ followers. Maybe you've noticed this, and maybe you haven't. I don't know if you have or not, but let me just write down. There's three different parts to our vision, and the three parts of the vision really kind of go, they have to go in succession, and I want to explain this to you just a moment. Now, I'm not going to try to bore you today, but I hope the stuff that I'm going to share with you is really, really exciting stuff. Ridiculous love is the second part of the vision. That's a heart, in case you can't see that. It's a Grinch-sized heart, but anyway, it's a heart. And then dangerous witness is the last part of the vision. There's basically three parts, but some people have noticed, and I think that this is just the way the Lord has worked by His Holy Spirit, that these three parts really move in succession. They really have to come in the order that we state them, or they really won't work out. If you just go straight to dangerous witness, you're just going to be dangerous. And if you go straight to ridiculous love, you're probably going to love in a way that's just more self-seeking and self-serving than any other way. It begins with following Jesus Christ. We pray that Eastview Christian Church, and that means everyone here who's a part of this body, that you will become fearless Christ followers in 2013 as never before. Now, we know that's what Jesus called his disciples. What it was the first thing he said to Peter, the very first words in red letters in your Bible, that's how you know it's Jesus' words, he said, follow me. And that call has never stopped. 21 centuries later, we still are about following Jesus Christ. That's why we're in the Word. That's why we talk about him. We want to be Christ followers. That's why we did the thing called walk. We want to follow with him every day and learn what it means to be followers of Jesus Christ. Then, as we follow him, we're going to learn something about him. He loves in a different way. It was during this process of making disciples, after they were following him, that he said some really ridiculous things. And let's just go to the most ridiculous of all. Love your enemies. This is impossible to do. Have you ever tried to love just people that love you back? The people that you live with, sometimes your spouse, sometimes your children, they're hard to love, right? Well, how about people who are your enemies? Jesus says, here's how ridiculous my love is for you. Even if you don't like me back, even if you don't serve me, even if you don't want to follow me, I still love you. And as we follow Jesus Christ at Eastview Christian Church, we're becoming the kind of people that go, we love people. We love all people from wherever they're at, from wherever they come from, whatever's gone on in their life, whether they can pay us back and love us back, doesn't matter. We just love every person because they're an important child of God. And then as we follow Jesus and we love our enemies and love people who can't pay us back, then we're able to say, we love you so much, we have to share, we have to risk sharing the good news that we have in Jesus Christ. And so that's what our vision is. Those are the three parts of our vision, and they go together. Now listen, I hope today, like everything, that this is not boring for you, because this is not boring to me at all. I was praying in my office before I came down here, and I'm like, I'm excited about this. I believe this is what God is doing in our midst. And so there's a couple disclaimers here that I've got to give before we move forward. Anything today that I say about Eastview, if I talk about Eastview and I'm going, rah, rah, Eastview, Eastview's awesome, Eastview's cool, I want you to understand that that's because God is doing what he's doing here. We take no credit as leaders, no credit as the people that are on the stage here at Eastview Christian Church. This is not you can spend a little time with me and understand, this is not of me. This is God's work. This is not of the elders. This is God's work. And so when we say, rah, rah, Eastview, we're saying, praise God for the miraculous stuff he's doing. The other thing is, I want you to understand that anything that I talk about in future tense, I say, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. We understand what James says. We don't know if tomorrow's promised to us. So I have no idea if 2013 is even going to happen. But Lord willing, And if he keeps going and he keeps doing what he's doing, then this is the vision that he has for us. So those are those two disclaimers, okay? When I'm bragging on Eastview, I'm bragging on God, okay? And when I say, hey, we're going to do this 2 years from now, if the Lord wills, all right? I am very aware of the passage of Scripture that says, unless the Lord builds the house, those labor in vain who build it all. And so we're not building something unless the Lord's coming with us. Now, I want to give you some insight into the intricacies of how we move and how we work and how we make decisions here at Eastview Christian Church. And it starts with this whole vision, all right? The vision is the beginning place for us, and then we go to this thing called strategy, all right? Now, this sounds like a very unchurchy word. You can't think of the apostles sitting around and going, let's strategize. How are we going to be the church, you know? Now, the Apostle Paul and Peter, you don't see them in a strategy session. Although there were meetings, you can find them through the book of Acts. But we have a strategy here at Eastview Christian Church. How do we help everybody at this church become this? What tools can we provide? What programs can we provide? How can we move people in the same direction? And so every year, whether you know it or not, and you don't know it, I write a strategy that I present to the elders and say, here's what we're going to do in this year to try to become this kind of church. And then everybody on our staff, our youth department, our children's department, our singles, everybody writes a strategy. This is what we're going to do this year in our department to try to become this kind of church. Now, you might be saying, now, where do you get all your cool strategies from? Well, it's this really cool thing that we refer to all the time called the Bible. Every one of our strategies, as a matter of fact, there are 8 basic strategies, biblical strategies that we use all the time that we say, you can strategize any way you want, but they've got to be these 8 things. And they're really, really, really super creative things like prayer, Bible study, growing together in small groups, becoming givers, becoming servers, becoming people who reach out to others who are in need. That's the kind of stuff that we're talking about. So you can write any strategy you want for 2013, but it's got to include those 8 biblical things. And of course, preaching is one of those that is my favorite one. And I always just say, what are you going to do in 2013? I'm going to preach. So that's my strategy. And so here's the deal. That's when people, I say this all the time in step one. People want to know what's happening at Eastview Christian Church. What's the special sauce? There's got to be a secret ingredient, right? What's the special sauce at Eastview? There is no special sauce. We're just trying to do what God's called us to do as a church over and over and over again in a very, very creative way, in a very passionate way, until God just does what he does in his church, and that's grow it. There's 2 words we use around here that I think are really astounding that some other church leader made up and I copied from them. But there's 2 words we try to think of whenever we do something around here. Is this sustainable? Is this just some program we have to do and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger every year and it's going to wear us out and we can't do it? Or is it something we can do till Jesus comes back? You know what? We can preach. We can pray. We can be in small groups. We can serve. We can give until Jesus comes back, and that's our plan. All right? We can sustain what we're doing. The other thing is organic. What is natural growth? We believe the Bible, if you look at the Word of God, if you just live out the Word of God the way he wants you to in the church, then guess what? The church is just going to grow. It's just going to happen in a natural way. So we try not to do a bunch of special programs where we get you all hyped up and go, bring your friends, we're going to have somebody skydive under the top of the church. We don't do that stuff, right? And the reason we don't is because we just want our growth to be steady as God brings it, as he causes it. We know, the Bible says, 1 Corinthians, we can't make stuff grow. We plant and we water. It's only God who makes things grow. And so that's what we understand. We're going to plant, we're going to water, and we're going to see what God does. And so that's part of what we do here at Eastview Christian Church. Now, there's one other thing here, and I can already tell. It's the last Sunday of the year, and you guys are going, well, I was looking forward to a sermon. Don't worry. I've got a sermon coming later, all right? You're going to get tired of me by the time this service is over. I'm tired of me already. Anyway, there are 3 resources that we think of. Because beyond everything else, this church and this vision and this strategy, as a leader and as the leaders of this church, we understand that God has entrusted stuff to us. He's given us things that we don't have control over. And there are 3 resources we consider all the time around here as the staff at Eastview Christian Church. Number one is people. We have people. We have 5,000 people on a given Sunday this last year. And we have over 60 staff members. And we have hundreds of volunteers. And the question that we ask ourselves all the time is, what do we need people-wise, and how do we need to encourage people to become a better church to accomplish this vision? The other resource that we have, and you guys know this, is money. God gives us money. This year, through the general offering, he's going to give us somewhere around $7.5 million. I do not take that lightly. I understand that if I'm here for the next 10 years as a senior pastor, the Lord's going to pass at least $75 million through my hands. And I'm going to have some influence on that, and the elders are going to have influence on that, and the leaders are going to have influence on that. I think I'm going to stand before God someday and go, hey, I gave you 75 mil. What'd you do with that? So we are accountable to him, and we ask every year when we make our budget, how should we spend the money that God's bringing in through the people? And then finally, we have this great resource called the facility, all right? Our facilities, this building, God's given us a great place to do ministry, and we want to make sure that we use it to its fullest, and we capture every corner. And if you walk through during second hour especially, and you see all the kids' view corner, we have got every corner filled. If you want to reserve a closet, too bad, somebody's using it. All right? They're teaching some kids in there or something, all right? So we look at these resources. I just want you guys to understand how we move at Eastview Christian Church, and here's why. Because sometimes people come to me in March or February, and they go, hey, I saw this super cool thing that they're doing at some other church, and we should do that here. And I just heard this super cool sermon. We should preach this sermon series. And I just think we should be doing this kind of outreach or this kind of missions. And we often say, really politely, in a Christian tone, no. We're not going to do it. And it's not because it's not a great idea, and it's not because God's using it in some other place, but what we found out is if we want to be a church with a vision and we try to move God's direction with the strategy, with his resources, then we have to say no a lot because we want to say yes to these things. All right? So if you come to me and you want to get in my brain and say, hey, I've got a great idea for Eastview Christian Church, you better be talking about 2015. Because I've got a lot of stuff already for 2014 planned out, all right? So it's one of those deals, and I just want to say that it's not a great idea. It's that we already have been prayerfully considering what God might do and what he might be leading us to. In fact, I've already got on my calendar right now, I've got the sermons planned out all the way through 2014 Easter, all right? So if you come to me, hey, we should do a series on that. Too late, pal, all right? Talk to me about 2015. May happen. All right. So we got all that going on. So here's the question. With all this, how did we do in 2012? This is the end of the year. And so I think it's good before you vision anything else, we should look at what God has done in our midst and just take note of it all. Can I just share some of the cool highlights from this year? And feel free, even though it's church and even though it's 8 o'clock service, it's okay to clap. Okay? I just want you to know that. Remember in January, on the third Sunday of January, we took up a special offering for the Matumba slums that had been destroyed. Over $225,000 in one offering after the general offering for the rebuilding and the ministry moving forward in that place. Great victory. One of my favorite experiences ever. We moved to 3 services in this year. Believe it or not, in 2011, we had 2 services, 9 and 11 o'clock, and now we have 8 and 9:45 and 11:30. I'll talk about that in just a moment. We had 8,100 people in attendance on Easter Sunday, a record, all-time record for us. Yeah, it's very cool. We hosted the Willow Creek Leadership Summit here on-site. Over 600 people participated in that and raised our level of leadership. Really cool. Going to do it again. And then there's a lot of things that you just can't control as God works. From this time last year, everyone except for 2 of our junior high staff and our senior high staff and our college age staff moved on to other ministries, and we've rehired their positions. Well, that's a scary thing. I want to tell you something, because those are super important ministries to us. And the new people that we have on staff in those roles are doing awesome, but pray for them, because that turnover is unheard of in a church. You just don't turn over all those age categories. So I always look at that and I always go, some people go, well, what's wrong there? I always go, what's God up to? He's doing something kingdom-wide. He's taking these people and putting them somewhere else, and he's bringing some other people to us. How's that going to work out? There's another thing we couldn't control. There was a shooting, remember, at the Normal Community High School this year. And we can't control that, nor do we like that happened. But the fact that we were able to respond as a church body, God opened the door for us to say, we love you. We'll care for you. And so it ended up being a great thing for us, right? And praise God, nobody was hurt. And then Imagine again was a record-breaking giving of toys and coats and food to nearly 1,000 families this Christmas. And that's making an impact. And so so those are some of the highlights that I would share with you. We had the new Eastview app that came up, and that's very cool. We published on our staff, we published and wrote 3 books this year to help you grow in your faith. They're available in the bookstore if you want to look at those. And so it's really cool stuff that God's done. Praise God for what he's done. It's his work, it's his doing, all right? I want to measure 3 things here and kind of look at them on a 5-year growth curve. And people always ask, why do you measure giving and attendance and baptisms? And I always answer, because that's what they did in the book of Acts. If you read the book of Acts, the churches always are saying, well, this is how many people showed up for worship, and this is how many baptisms there were on that day, and here's the gifts that were given. We got the very public gift of Barnabas. He sold a field, and he came and brought it and gave it to everybody. So they measured these things in the New Testament church, and that's what we do here. So let's just measure some of these things. How did we do giving-wise in 2012 at Eastview Christian Church? And you can see this chart up there. We continue to increase, nearing the $140,000 a week in our giving. And the giving units there, we don't think of you guys as a unit. I am a unit, I gave. This is family units, all right? So if you're a family and you gave a gift and it's not cash, we can record that. So you can see that we're getting better at giving. In fact, that $136,000 a week average is 11% increase over last year. And that's really cool, and I praise God that we are becoming a giving congregation. I still think we have a lot of room to grow, but let me share with you something that's really cool. Because I asked our finance pastor, Mark Zimmerman, I said, hey, but beyond the giving to the general fund, we do a lot of other stuff. And in fact, we do. And so he ran all these things down. You know, with Africa, the Matumba offering, the benevolence that we gave, over $100,000 of benevolence to help people in this community, missions trips, Imagine, the food drive, special offerings for orphan care, and backpacks for Haiti. Did you know this year we built 12 homes in Haiti, in Piat, by the small groups, just small group projects this year? We estimate, and I don't estimate because I'm a pastor and that's always a high estimate, so I get a real money guy, and Mark says that we gave over $1 million. On top of all this, we gave $1 million that went out the doors of Eastview Christian Church. I'm really excited about that. And prayerfully, that's what God's going to continue to do in the future. We have attendance stats. Well, I want you to see what God is doing attendance-wise, because you may not have felt it, especially if you're in the 8 o'clock service. Because you look around and go, oh, there's lots of seats. There's plenty of room here. But if you can see that we continue to grow, that in 2012, and we got a couple of Sundays here, 5,200 is going to be the average as it comes down. Something cool to share with you. It's not our goal in life, but it's something cool we can praise God about. Outreach Magazine every year does a top 100 fastest growing churches in America. And this year, Eastview Christian Church made the list. We are number 91. So I sometimes go through the office and go, we're 91, yeah, all right. So, and then the excitement's over and you just move on to another year, who cares, all right? But it is cool that God does that and that people are recognizing in the kingdom that God's doing something cool here. And then we have baptism stats, how many people are baptized. Again, baptisms reflect for us people who have made decisions for Christ and they've changed their lives. You can see actually this year we're a little bit down from last year by about 10 or 12. You know, we've got today and tomorrow. So no, we got 2 baptisms in the next 2 services. We'll see what happens. But God continues to change people's lives. And that's really what this vision and what this strategy is all about. And that brings me then from looking at all the stuff that God has done in 2012 to go, what about 2013 and beyond? Where are we going? What are we going to do? What's God calling us to? And I want you to know that all of the challenges we face, and I say this to the staff all the time, all the challenges we have are a result of growth. We have some big things that we're praying about, and we have some big challenges ahead of us as a congregation, but they all have to do because God continues to bless us with more and more people all the time. So we have growth challenges. I'm so glad we don't have division challenges and people are angry challenges and we don't have enough money challenges and we don't have enough people challenges. Those things, we've been there before and prayerfully we won't go back. God gets us through it. But right now our challenges have to do with growth. And believe it or not, there are some things that we're going to have to talk about and we're going to have to work on, one of them being enough staff. You know, I say to the staff all the time in a joking way, but it kind of in a you know, an aneurysm kind of way, hey, every time we add 500 people to the attendance, your job just got harder. There's more stuff to clean up. There's more kids to serve. There are more people to teach. There are more small groups to form and more small groups to get people involved in. The job gets bigger, and so we are prayerfully considering some hires in 2013, 4 or 5 hires that will be strategic and help us get to where we want to go. And so you can be praying with us for that. Our parking and our traffic flow, you guys know that. You really don't know that in the 8 o'clock hour because you park where you want and you leave when you want. But if you're in second and third hour, then parking becomes a deal, and sometimes it can take 15 or 20 minutes to get out of here after second hour. So we're working on that, and one of the things we're going to do is probably build another, in the short term, another entrance exit into the property, and we got some other plans going. The other thing, and this is what you're not going to believe, but just trust me, this is true, children's space is out of control crowded. Especially at 9:45. Praise God, you know? God's bringing us tons of kids. And I'll talk about the children's ministry in just a minute. But children's space is super crowded, especially at 9:45 hour. And then also our sports outreach ministry has maxed itself. You know that we're getting ready to kick in here pretty soon to Upward Basketball. Thousands of people, grandparents and kids and moms and dads and children will play basketball here on Saturdays and Friday nights. And we have one gym. And the truth of the matter is if we had another gym, if we had another space, we could bring more and more kids into this place to hopefully get their parents introduced to Jesus Christ, and then we could expand what God's doing here in this place. And so those are our challenges. So what are we going to do? Well, first of all, we went to 3 services this year. We added a 3rd Sunday morning service, and you have to know that we've been talking about should we add a 4th, and we don't think it's time to add a 4th, all right, for a lot of reasons. Because it stresses people out, it makes staff very tired and volunteers very tired. But we think that we can use our 3 services better. And so I don't need to talk to you, this is preaching to the choir, you're 8 o'clock. But again, if I could get 100 families with children to move to the 8 o'clock hour, then we really alleviate a lot of the crowdedness in the 9:45 hour for Kids View. I want to let you know something. The 8 o'clock service this year has averaged over 800 around 840, 850 all year long, and that is unheard of. When Cal Jernigan and Tim Harlow came and preached, they were ready for a snoozer 300, 8 o'clock service. They could not believe how many people came. And so it is working, and you guys are supporting it, and I thank you for your support in this first hour. I pray that you'll bring your friends so that this hour continues to grow. But 9:45 is literally maxed out, guys. If you go to any children's area, which you can't, because if you don't have kids, you have to have a pass, and they'll stop you for security. But just think about it, all right? The rooms are crowded. We even converted the lower office space down here behind me in the bowels of the church here. It's supposed to be future office space, and we are out of offices in our normal space, but we've converted it all into children's space called the Foundry, and we've put our 4th and 5th graders there. So we are maxed out in every area in 9:45. And you might be saying, well, maybe we should stop growing, but here's the deal. I believe that our Kids View program is top-notch, that it's a place, amen, yeah. And our staff and our volunteers are literally implanting the Word of God in children's minds and hearts. And there are thousands of kids in this community today that won't come to church today. And if anything within our power to make a place for them to come, their friends can invite them to hear the message of Jesus and to grow up in some ways that some of us as adults never had a chance to have the Word of God implanted in them. That is our passion, and so we're going to try to do something with that. And so we're going to try to think about how to facilitate that for our sports outreach. Again, our sports outreach program is second to none, guys. It's amazing. Hundreds of children come here for football and basketball, and now in the spring it's going to be baseball. And we are making an impact in so many different lives through this thing called sports. And we want to continue to expand that. And so we're looking at what our next facility move is. Now, understand this. If I get 100 families with children to move to 8 o'clock, then it buys us 2 or 3 years before we have to do something else. But if we can't do that, I'm not going to turn kids away at 9:45 hour. And so we're praying about that. We've not made any decisions on that. We're praying and seeking God's will for that, and so if you would be praying with us. Of course, our outreach is going to continue to expand. Every year we add more money, percentage-wise, to the budget for outreach to Darjeeling, to Kenya, to Dominican Republic, to Haiti, to Morocco, to the new church plant we're helping in Brooklyn. And so we're going to continue to increase that because we think God has called us to that. Now, just let me give you a kind of insight into what's coming up, a couple of vision things that are happening here in 2013. Starting next Sunday, we are going to start Vision Months, and we're going to start it with this series called the Hall of Fame series. They've got the logo up there for you. You probably know this. In Hebrews chapter 11, it's the Faith Hall of Fame. God just goes over person after person from the Old Testament, says, this person was commended for their faith. This person, they're in the Hall of Fame because of their faith. Well, as you might guess, many of those characters are in Genesis. So as we continue our Genesis series, we're going to reference these people from Hebrews 11, and we're going to talk about the Hall of Famers of faith. And we're going to start off in January with really four incredible Hall of Famers. They're going to teach us to be more fearless as we follow Jesus Christ. Four steps we can take to become better followers in Jesus Christ. And next week, we're jumping right into it. January 27th is going to be a commitment Sunday for us to say, hey, you know what? We are going to commit 2013 to be men and women of God who follow Jesus Christ. And then Saturday, February 2nd, you're going to hear this a little later, but we're this thing called Super Steps. We want you to get involved. If you're here, we don't want you to just sit in the chair this year. We want you to become a follower. And so you can take all of our E-Steps, all four of them, on a Saturday morning, February 2nd, until about 1 o'clock. Matt will talk more about that in just a moment. And then a Ridiculous Love Month coming up in February. Isn't it cool, Valentine's Month, that we're going to be talking about ridiculous love? It's an open door for us. We plan on February 10th having each of you, thousands of people, write a personal love letter, and we'll give you instruction on that. And then small groups doing random acts of ridiculousness, all right? Ridiculous love, I should say. Because ridiculous is another thing, all right? And then March is going to be Dangerous Witness Month, and we're going to ask you to pray for one person that whole month, that Christ would just move in their heart. We've done this before, nothing new, but we believe prayer changes things, and we're going to ask for God to open the doors for us to talk to one person about our faith. Now listen, there's some big opportunities coming up for us over the next several years, and I just want to mention them briefly, and then we're going to pray. And the first one is generosity. I think that God has blessed us beyond what we even know in this culture. We live in a wealthy culture. We live in a wealthy town. We live in a pretty stable economy. God's blessed us with a lot of stuff. And I think we're generous. And I think God wants more. I think it's our best opportunity. For me as your pastor, I need to continue to grow in my generosity and my giving. And I'm on that step. And I hope that you'll follow and that we'll all move and take this step together. The elders, leadership team, we're praying about what this means for Eastview. What is God calling us to? Let me just give you a little teaser here for what I'm talking about. This year, we're going to give $7.5 million, okay, which is awesome. And we're doing a lot of ministry with $7.5 million, okay? But did you know, if we're the average American congregation, the average American Christian gives about 1.7% of their income, okay? So just do the math. That means that if everybody in our congregation tithed, if we're the average American congregation, then next year we could give $35 million. That's a lot. Let me tell you how much that is. Over the next 15 years, that's $500 million. We could change the world. We could start churches in every country in the world. We could send missionaries to every country in the world. We could really virtually make it so that no one is homeless in this town. We could train up missionaries and pastors and leaders. We could sponsor 4,000 children on a Sunday morning and teach them the ways of God. Sky's the limit. God is calling me to grow in my giving, and I hope he's calling us to do that here in the near future. We'll be talking about that. And then in the area of dangerous witness, God is calling us to be more and more risky than ever before, risking our popularity, somebody making fun of us, somebody not inviting us to the reindeer games, all those things. He's calling us to be more risky in the way we share our faith. And the sermon you're going to hear in just a moment is going to take us in that direction. This fall, we've already got an all-church study plan that's going to teach us how to share our faith, why we should share our faith, and going to give us some motion in that direction to do that. Here's what I want to say again. Only God gets the glory for what he's doing here, and only God knows what tomorrow brings. So in light of that, I'm going to ask you if you would join me in prayer for the future and the vision of Eastview Christian Church. Let's pray. God, I just ask that you would be glorified in this place. And when it's all said and done, for your honor and for your glory, your name would be proclaimed, and the salvation of your son, Jesus Christ, would shine brightly here.
and that we can reach people with love like they've never been reached before, and that we'll be willing to talk about what we found in you like never before, and that we will fearlessly follow you because we trust you with our lives and our souls and our marriages and our eternity. God, we don't know if tomorrow is promised. Help us live today that way. At the same time, if you tarry in the next year, 3 years, 5 years, would you bless what you have laid on our hearts by your Spirit? We ask this in your Son's name.